Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is a great pleasure to have the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, who came so close to getting back into that game against Ohio State last weekend. Tom Allen joins us here on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Tiki, I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on the show.
No, I'm excited to have you on. I did a game a couple of years ago, you guys versus Ohio State, and I remember saying, man, this Indiana team's not quite ready, but they're coming. And if he can start recruiting and getting some big-time players into this program, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And I see it happening, Coach. Do you feel that you guys are turning that proverbial corner, so to speak, and getting competitive against some of the big boys?
I believe we are, and it's taken some time. You know, this is year number four for me as head coach, and as you mentioned, it's taken recruiting, player development, getting guys here that are all in, that are bought in, that fit with us, and that have the skill as well as the heart and the toughness and the grit to go compete against the best in the country. And we're getting closer and closer every single year.
Yeah, no, and it seems like that's the personality that this team has taken on. And it was no more evident than last week against Ohio State. I mean, that game easily could have gotten away from you guys and been a colossal blowout. But your team was resilient. What do you chalk that up to? And who are the guys that you're leaning on? I know one has got to be Michael Penix Jr., but who else are you leaning on to pull through adversity? Because that's what you guys did and almost came back and tied that one.
No question. You know, as you saw, you know, we dug a hole for ourselves, and that's a, you know, combination of our mistakes and Ohio State being a great football team, you know, but I think what I attribute it to is just the character of our team. It's the foundation. We're built on accountability, toughness, and love, and we recruit to those standards, and we built that into our guys, and grit was our one word last year, and that's just such a huge word around this place, and the mental toughness, the physical toughness, and I think of guys like Mike McFadden and Cam Jones on defense. Man, those guys are just two tough, hard-nosed kids that have come here, weren't maybe necessarily, you know, national recruits, but just good, solid players that fit with us, you know, and even a guy like Tywan Mullen, he's not the biggest DB in the country, but man, just plays with so much grit and toughness and ball savviness. And in our offense, you got a guy like Ty Freifogel, who's a two-star out of high school, but has developed here and bought in and just is a hard worker, does everything right every single day over and over and over again. And that just to me is that perseverance and passion towards a long-term goal, which is grit, and that's what defines our program.
We're talking to Tom Allen, the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers football program, who is doing really well this year. 12th in the initial college football playoff ranking. Would have been obviously higher had they bested Ohio State. But you mentioned Ty Freifogel, who, I mean, had a day against Ohio State. I mean, talk about big play after big play after big play. He was a two-star recruit. I mean, he plays like he was one of the elites. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, you got a South Mississippi, we got a lot of Southern coaches on our staff, Southern ties. I spent time in the SEC and lived in the state of Mississippi and coaching there at Ole Miss. And so just a guy that we found down there that we felt like had a big upside. You know, I, like I said, wasn't recognized coming out of high school as projecting to be a kid playing at this level. But we thought that he could develop into that. And that's what it is. He had one catch his freshman year, you know. And so the bottom line is that he's just a hard worker. He's completely bought into what we're doing here. He doesn't say much. He just goes about his business every day. He's big. He's strong. He is athletic. He's faster than most people probably give him credit for. He's got great ball skills. He makes those competitive, those contested catches that you have to make. And, you know, and WAP, who's kind of gets a lot of attention and gets double covered quite a bit.
Yeah.
When you do that, then you leave Freifogel one-on-one, which has been a mistake for people. So, you know, and WAP's another guy that has those same qualities, just so tough and gritty and feisty. And he's just a fighter, you know. He's a tough, tough kid that loves to compete and win. So those are the qualities that these guys have. And Ty's just he's balling out right now. It's 2 weeks in a row over 200 yards, which is the first time that's ever happened in the Big Ten history.
Yeah, no, which is pretty amazing, especially against the competition. Ohio State, obviously, in the game before that was Michigan State. But your quarterback and he have developed this great rapport. So I mentioned doing that Ohio State game a couple of years ago, and Peyton Ramsey was your quarterback, and I think Michael Penix was banged up or hurt, or he only played a couple snaps in that game. And obviously Peyton has now moved on to Northwestern, but Michael Penix Jr. he's grown into this dynamic, not necessarily statistical star, but a winner, right? It's like there's an intangible about him that's exciting. It's uplifting. You can't take your eyes off him when he's on the field. And we all remember what happened in that first game of the season against Penn State, that diving, you know, edge yeah. of the end zone in 2-point that got you guys to win. Michael Penix, he's a little baller.
He really is. And you said it. He's a winner. You know, you think about that Penn State game. You know, he led us down the field with about a minute 40 to go, and a 75-yard drive, just throwing darts, you know, completing passes, just on the money, contested, you know, pressured throws, you know, tight window throws, and then he, you know, gets a touchdown throw and then runs it in. You know, gets a 2-point conversion to get us to tie the game, to get us to overtime, and then we all know about the conversion in overtime to win it. And, you know, just to me is – even looking back at his high school, I always look at kids when we evaluate quarterbacks, especially that position, just being winners, guys that, you know, he went to a high school that hadn't had a lot of success, and he led them to great success, and they've had continued success since then. And that's what I'm looking for, guys that just exude that core confidence, that to be able to come to a place like Indiana and believe that you can be a part of the change and part of creating a new future for this program and not basing it off what we haven't done in the recent past. And he's one of those guys that believed, and he came here, and he's so competitive and he's so tough, and he's taking hits, and he just stays in there and just fights and competes. And those are the things that stick out to me. Obviously, you can see on film is the arm talents there,
yep.
The ability to make those, so the quick release, the touch, the accuracy. But I think the thing that really sticks out too, beyond the toughness and the ability to be a winner, is reading coverages. You know, he just does a tremendous job of being able to process the information very quickly, read the coverages, and then get the ball where it needs to be thrown.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's the success in Indiana. It's not just on the hard court right now. We're talking to head coach Tom Allen of Indiana. They are 4-1 on the season. You have a matchup against Maryland coming up this weekend. You know, I wonder, Coach, how surprised you are that you guys are actually playing. I mean, the Big Ten canceled the season pretty early. It felt like it was dire straits. I know that some other schools and some programs were out and very vocal about it. You know, you guys are fortunate to be out here right now. Are you surprised that you guys have gotten this far? And it looks like you're going to get a season done.
Yeah, that would be something. You know, I'm not surprised with how we're playing. But the fact that we are playing is something that when they first canceled, it didn't look very promising that we would be playing before Thanksgiving. You know, we were talking about playing after Thanksgiving or after Christmas or things like that, which were, you know, just some uncharted territory for everybody. But to be able to get back on the field and to be able to play every week, I mean, you're seeing games canceled every single week. You're continuing to see that. So, I mean, every week's a blessing. Every day's a blessing. And I know tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and we're thankful for a lot of things. And at the top of that list is just a chance to play this game and be together as a football family and do what we love to do together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I wonder, Coach, how you're handling this COVID outbreak with your team. I know it's hard to police is too harsh of a word, but it's one you got to use to police these guys, yeah. and make sure that they're not being reckless or going out to dinners or bars or hanging out with, places where they shouldn't be, where their transmission is likely. How are you handling all this internally? Because college kids are not easy to control.
they're not, and that's probably the most challenging piece of all this. And we talk about accountability in this program, and it's at the top of our list of our pillar of what we believe in and what we built this thing off of. And that, to me, is what this is about. You know, your individual accountability to your teammates and to the guys in your room. We talk about being 11 strong, which is each position group, 5 on offense, 5 on defense, and our specialists, and having that accountability towards one another to do the right things when you're not with us. And when you really, you know, LEO to me, which is stands for love each other, you know, if I really care about the guys in my room and guys on this team, I'm going to make sacrifices. And that sacrifice right now is going out. And you basically just have to stay in your apartment, stay in your dorm, celebrate the wins together with your teammates in your apartment or in your dorm room. And I do the same thing. We get done with the game, we go home. You know, we don't go anywhere. We're not around anybody that's not in our bubble of our teammates and our team. And so that's the sacrifice that we all have to make. We talk about it on a daily basis. It's a constant point of emphasis. It's a constant reminder. We all have to do it. We're all in this together, and it's a very, very fragile thing. So we don't take anything for granted. Every single day is a blessing, and we test every single day, and you never know what's going to change when these tests come back. So it definitely is uncharted territory for everybody in this country, and you just got to be disciplined.
Yeah, no, I give you guys, you college coaches, so much credit for the adjustments that are potentially going to happen on the fly at any moment. We're talking to Tom Allen, the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, who are having a great start to their season, only 3 more games left. And, you know, to think about where this program was and where it's going, Coach, how do you get it there in the next couple of years where, you know, Michael's going to be back next year, so hopefully, you know, that the momentum that he's building this year continues to grow. And again, you finish out this season strong, get a bowl win, etc. But how do you make this program competitive, consistently competitive, I should say, in the Big Ten and in the Big Ten East in particular against the behemoth we all know is Ohio State?
No question, you know, and they're the gold standard, and that's what we're chasing. And so to me, it's recruiting, it's player development, it's you know, finding guys that fit with us, and which from a talent perspective, there's a certain standard you have to be able to play in this conference, and then you have the guys that fit with your culture. And to me, it's about surrounding yourself with guys like that want to work, that love to compete, that are smart, tough, and dependable. That's what we're looking for. And you win with guys like that. And then that breeding, that success breeds more and more confidence and more future success. And, you know, we had a great season last year and broke through in a lot of areas and continue to break through. First time ever ranked in the college football playoff, and just continue to just break down those barriers of things that people say we can't do here in Indiana. And we just have to rub some blinders on about that. We don't listen to what they tell us we can't do. I believe we can build a Big Ten championship program here in Indiana. Not everybody agrees with me on that. I don't really care. I believe in that. And before there's reality, there's a mentality. And we've changed the mindset of this program. We've changed the expectations, and we're creating belief. And
yeah,
that's the goal.
Yeah, Coach, you can feel it. And, you know, I saw it in person. I'm seeing it now from afar, obviously, because we're all in this stay at home. Coach, I really appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck, continued success. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your program, and to your family. And good luck to you, man. You're a team that people want to root for because of where you come from and where you're headed and the belief that you're instilling in the Indiana faithful. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.